Israeli warplanes attacked Palestinian security offices in the Gaza Strip today. One Palestinian policeman was reported killed and about 30 Palestinians wounded. Yesterday, three Israeli soldiers were killed in Gaza when their tank ran over a bomb that was planted by Palestinians. The violence is dominating the news as Israelis look back on Ariel Sharon's first year as prime minister. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the first cracks in Sharon's popular image with Israeli voters.
Israel's police inspector general Shlomo Araniski tersely summed up Sharon's first year: the worst year in the history of Israel in regard to terror. 208 Israelis killed, more than 1,500 wounded, 26 suicide bombings. Elsewhere, homicides in Israel were up 28%, and the crumbling economy sent the shekel plummeting to new lows. Political analyst Reuven Hazan says in most democracies, that adds up to a political death sentence.
And let's remember, this is a government that was elected when the peace process began to fall apart in order to safeguard the security of Israeli citizens. There is no peace process now. The economy is collapsing. The only thing this government, headed by Ariel Sharon, was supposed to do was give us security. Now it's not even giving us that.
And yet, Ariel Sharon is still the most popular politician in Israel, with approval ratings ranging from the low 60s to the mid-70s. This gap between performance and perception is confirmed by shoppers and business owners in downtown Jerusalem.
Ariel Sharon, 1 year in office. How's he doing?
You're asking me?
I am.
Ariel Sharon is doing okay.
35-year resident Philip Diskin goes right to the issues. The economy? Not good. Sharon's leadership potential? Limited. But he says that's true of most Israeli politicians, and the bottom line is Sharon is a symbol of stability. Elena Karnofsky agrees and says the security situation isn't Sharon's fault. I think he's doing the best he can in very bad conditions, she says. With the situation we have today, it's good that we have a leader who's a military man. For Palestinians, whose death toll was four times that of Israel's, Sharon's first year has been one of relentless violence and oppression. But in fear-racked Israel, Sharon's approach is seen by many as moderate. Certainly more moderate than that of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Sharon's strongest rival. Last week, Netanyahu said the Palestinian Authority should be destroyed and Arafat driven out of the region. Jerusalem Post columnist Ron Dermer believes Sharon would love to get tougher with the Palestinians, but he can't, in large part because of holdover dovish parliament members who didn't have to face the voters when Ehud Barak lost to Sharon a year ago. Analysts say if Sharon had called early elections, he would have certainly had a more right-wing parliament to work with. But Dermer says he won't do that because of one huge problem. Sharon himself would lose to Netanyahu.
He knows that if he would call elections, they would get a right-wing Knesset, but we would have a different prime minister, and the prime minister very much wants to stay in power. And he's willing to pay the price, he says, for national unity, which is, I think, a very good fig leaf for him. But basically, he's paying the price for having, a very, very formidable opponent in Netanyahu that he does not want to face any time in the near future.
Dermer says as Sharon puts off elections, hoping his chances will improve, he risks squandering the right's great political advantage, the security card. He says despite the benefit of the doubt Sharon enjoys today, Israeli voters have a history of rejecting leaders who fail to deliver on their promises.
If elections are called in a year, a lot of Israelis will go to the poll and say, well, you know, we've tried the Likud's way. We've tried the right wing, and that hasn't worked, so maybe we should go back.
At the moment, political observers say there's no one on the left for voters to turn to. But there are signs of restlessness. Jerusalem restaurant owner Yoran Papili recalls quite clearly why he voted for Ariel Sharon a year ago, because he wasn't Ehud Barak.
The situation started to get down, yeah? So I said, okay, let's change him and see what's happened. I give him 4 years, yeah, and if everything is okay, I'll vote for him again. But very, very sorry. Nothing good came out of it.
For now, Papili's views are in the minority, and Sharon can still claim to lead a national unity government. Analysts are beginning to wonder, though, how long the public will continue to blame everyone but Ariel Sharon for the nation's problems. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.